of a Kryptonian crusader. There's no doubt about that. Not that I can blame them. Superman swoops down, holding Clark Kent's suit and tie. I'm sort of sorry the storm's gone now. It would have added color to my story. 'Cause this article's perfect for a dark and stormy night.
And there it is. Castle Kalen, right over there. It's opening by itself!
Now, Mr. Kent, really, that's hardly the daring reporter we were told to expect, is it?
Miss McCardle, I presume?
That's right. Glad you could make it. Late as usual, Clark?
Oh, hello, Lois. I'm sorry. But the storm, it held me up.
Never mind, Mr. Kent. We still have plenty of time. I can show you some of the castle before we begin. These are portraits of the great mystics of the ages. Merlin, Nostradamus, Houdini.
And the modern master himself, Roland Randall. I see.
It's the 15th anniversary of his death tonight, correct, Mrs. Markell?
Indeed. That is why we're holding the seance.
Tonight is the night. He said he would have us come back. He said he'd come back to us. Yes, that's what I meant.
This is Mr. Lopez, society founder Mr. Greenway, who brought our castle over from America. And this is Cassandra Kraft, our medium. My dear, are you ready for tonight's events?
Yes, let's get started.
They move swiftly to the table, each of them, to an assigned place as the lights dim down. And it is only when Clark Kent hands rest securely in Cassandra Kraft's hands that he notices the clear blue eyes studying him with a gaze as intense as it is sightless.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice.
Don't be sorry, Mr. Kent. I may be blind, but the soul has eyes of its own. Eyes that can see an inner strength in you. A nobility burning like a great golden fire.
In me? But just coming here, it was the bravest thing I've done in months.
Enough, enough, enough. Midnight is upon us, and Roland Randall's instructions say we must begin now.
And let no one interfere. Mr. Kent, Miss Lane, please remember you promised not to scoff or interrupt.
Clasp hands and concentrate on Roland Randall. Reach out to him, and he will be here.
And suddenly, a voice, cold from the grave, fills the tower room.
No, not now. You can't. You mustn't disturb me now. I'm the only thing holding the bell.
Cassandra!
She passed out! She passed out! She's never done that before!
I'm all right, but Randall's spirit was so upset. It's like nothing like I've ever seen before. It almost seemed like he was afraid of something, something awful.
Clark Kent gets up from the table and looks outside the castle window. The storm! It's back now, too! And I thought I sent it miles away.
Clark Kent, still thinking to himself, uses his supervision.
Wait a sec. Are those figures moving in the clouds? Oh, it's silly. It's silly, but I better use my supervision just to check. Great Scott!
What is it, Clark?
This is just too much for me, Lois. I'll see you tomorrow at the planet in broad daylight.
Oh, Clark, I guess it's past your bedtime. It's strange. I thought there was so much more to him. Sometimes I think so too, Cassandra, but Clark always manages to prove me wrong.
Meanwhile, above the castle flies Superman. I hated to leave them when things were just getting interesting. Still, I could have sworn I saw two figures drifting in those swirling clouds above.
Superman swoops down.
And it's obvious that something mysterious has happened here. Look. Which means it wasn't some figment of my imagination.
Yay!
And that is the clincher, unfortunate.
We will return with Superman number 344 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. All right, let's do our ads. Okay, I'll do this one.
This set of MPC wheels gets you this set of MPC wheels free! On every MPC 1980 annual car model kit, you'll find Golden Wheels tokens. When you save 20 tokens, we'll send you your choice of a free MPC model car. Get the Camaro Z28, the Monza, the Monte Carlo, the Duster, or the GMC El Diablo. Each model is the exact replica of the real-life car. Loaded with custom parts and decals. The complete details of the Golden Wheels giveaway are inside all your favorite MPC 1980 annual car kits. MPC, the best models come from the best kits.
Available in the USA only. All right. You gotta be an American to have that.
It's the way life goes.
Yes, the way life goes. Okay, do you want to read the first part, and then I'll just do the title of the comic book, and then the rest? All right. Amp up that energy, and let's go.
You've been earthbound for long enough. Enter the...
Time War!
Doomsday Tales and Other Things. 8 new stories. Time War, number 3, on sale November 20th. From DC Dollar Comics.
Would you read it?
Mm-hmm.
I might read it here on CKUW one of these days. You just wait. Let's do a little setup here.
science fiction fans and movie fans will love this one. So get close to that mic and read. How about 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, from the greatest movie of all time, comes Kenner's Star Wars Toy Collectibles. New Star Wars Imperial Troop Transporter. Stormtroopers carrying vehicles up to 11 action figures. Play sounds from Star Wars, including R2-D2, C-3PO, and the Stormtroopers. Action figures not included. New Star Wars Land of the Jawas. An action play set to recreate the adventures from the mysterious Jawas and their sandcrawler on the Tatooine Desert. Action figures not included. Star Wars radio-controlled R2-D2. You can make the lovable android come to life with wireless remote control. He beeps, he flashes lights, he turns his head and moves in 8 different directions. Batteries not included. New Star Wars Creature Cantina. Reveal the fun and crazy of the weird cantina in this creature's exciting playset has action lever movement and mock battle simulators and automatic door action as well. Star Wars action figures not included.
See Kenner's exciting Star Wars collection at your favorite toy store now! Star Wars!
All right. Let's get back to our story.
Back to business.
Definitely back to business. Okay.
Is you
going to
put her way over there?
What?
Are you going to put her way over there?
No. Well, let's have it here. I'm sorry. Force.
I understand.
Just how I'm used to doing it. Okay. By myself, by the way.
But, That's what I said yesterday. Yeah.
Okay. That's too much information. Okay. We now return to Superman number 344. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. Meanwhile, above the Castle Caelid flies Superman. I hated to have to leave just when things were getting interesting. Still, I could have sworn I saw 2 figures drifting in those swirling clouds. Superman swoops down to the ground. And it's obvious that something mysterious happened here, which means it wasn't a figment of my imagination. And that is the clincher, unfortunate. Wow, within the castle walls!
Good Lord!
Lois, what's happening?
Cassandra, I know it sounds crazy, but Dracula and Frankenstein the Monster just burst into the room! That's impossible!
Believe, woman! You of all humans should believe! For it is you that I have come for, Cassandra Kraft!
But before the glistening fangs of Count Dracula can draw near a trembling throat. Superman punches Frankenstein in the face and fisticuffs with Dracula.
Who dares interfere?
Superman!
Frankenstein punches Superman through a window. It's incredible.
Does the mortal fool from the room, my monstrous friend. No mere human can be permitted to keep us from what we must do.
Dracula looks out the busted window and sees Superman shift as he is flying in the air.
How strange! The mortal seems to be able to control his flight by turning.
That's right. And the name isn't Mortal. It's Superman.
If your pride comes from the gift of flight, be still, foolish one.
Dracula flies up into the air and meets Superman and confronts him.
You face the prince of a line born before history was recorded, and you have no power to equal mine. For Dracula has no peers.
Superman punches Dracula in the stomach. Superman thinks to himself as he's punching.
These characters, they're taking my best punches, and they're smiling back. It's incredible.
Superman now tussles with Dracula.
Hard as it is to accept, they must have some magical powers to do this. No one, there's no other explanation that fits. They must be real. Be real. Be
real.
Frankenstein is carrying Cassandra Kraft in his arms. Dracula and Superman leap down to a bridge on the castle to meet Frankenstein.
Excellent, excellent, my unthinking puppet. You've brought me the woman.
You're not touching that girl, Dracula. Or anyone else either. Not while my super speed keeps me safely between them and your madness.
Superman swirls in and takes Cassandra Kraft away from Frankenstein.
Very well, very well. It seems that you have some special powers, perhaps. Perhaps even enough to make you a worthy foe of mine. It would be foolish to challenge you now, since you know my strength, and I am ignorant of yours. But hear this, Cassandra Kraft. Your hours among the living are numbered. And when I return to claim you, no mortal, no so-called Superman, shall stand in Dracula's way.
They're disappearing in a puff of smoke, and my X-ray vision shows no trick either.
I know, Superman.
There seems to be no trace of them anywhere around Castle Kaelin. Either that, or Dracula's magic makes him invisible to my supervision.
It very well might be, Superman. Dracula has a reputation of being amongst the mightiest of the Dark Overlords.
Then you think
that they're truly Dracula and Frankenstein. The tortured creatures, certainly. Their aura of evil surrounds them was too great to mean anything less. They may be out of this world, Cassandra, but don't worry, so is Superman. And if any invulnerable bodyguard who can move the planets doesn't ease your mind, I don't know what will.
I'll make sure nothing happens to you, Cassandra. But it's only fair to warn you. My powers don't work too well against magic. And those two movie monsters were quite the match for me.
A bat leaves the premise where Superman, Lois Lane, and Cassandra Kraft were speaking with each other. And discovers Frankenstein in another chamber somewhere else in the castle.
Yes, yes, brutish one. It is I, your master Dracula. The mortal. And I think I have found the key to our safety. You see, the mortal who guards the girl, Superman, he is powerful. Yes, true. Yes, true. But I think he would die from one of my bites as surely any lesser foe. And if what the woman said is true, his blood will give me even greater power. I need not feel the stake no more. Dracula shall become invincible!
You are listening to a reading of Superman, number 344, February, the year 1980.
We'll be right back. Doctor.
Star Wars. You and your children loved it. Now, the Earthlings at Kenner have asked my associate and me to present the Star Wars collection. Truly remarkable toys and games for your children. What are you so excited about now? My goodness, the Star Wars TIE Fighter and X-Wing Fighter. Now your children can relive our great space battles or collect our wonderful Star Wars companions with Kenner's Star Wars action figures. R2, it's a little you. Kenner's new radio-controlled R2-D2 anyone can command.
Cool.
The Star Wars land speeder that moves like it's floating. And here's Kenner's Death Star space station, four floors of action, a trash compactor too. Listen, R2, that's the Star Wars electronic laser battle, a game of speed, reflex, and reaction. These and other toys and games in Kenner's Star Wars collection are sold separately. Batteries are not included. May the Force be with you and your children.
Getting on to 2:30 in the morning. How's your night going? I hope so. I hope it's awesome. I hope it is awesome. Yes, I do. It's been pretty awesome, me and Lindsay here, reading you a comic book. It's been a complete charm. Do it with you. Excellent. Why are we doing this? It's called Comic Book Radio Theater. We really don't got much to say. We want to get going, right? Yeah. Okay. So far, we've been reading this comic book, and it looks like something weird's going to go on. And, yeah, we've got to read on. See how weird it gets. See how weird we get. And, you know, it's university radio, right? There's people that listen to this. They listen to, like, weird stuff. They do. I don't know. I see it a lot. Anyway, we will weird you out some more with our comic book reading. Okay, shouldn't have had that coffee. Had that coffee. Now I'm too giddy. Alright, that's fine. That's fine. Energy up. When both me and Lindsay need to take a break from our reading of Superman number 344. It was issued out there in February of 1980. When we need to take our breaks, one's gonna come up, but it's not for a while. But when that happens, we'll give you music that was brand spanking new in February of 1980. If either me or Lindsay or the both of us shopping together, if we went down to the record store, if we wanted it on vinyl, tape cassette, or 8-track tape, we could get new from Squeeze. Squeeze, I wouldn't call them a one-hit wonder. They had a couple of hits. But, yeah, after maybe just a couple of years, back in the early 80s, they had a number of hits. We'll listen to one of them by Squeeze. And then we will listen to The Cure, Robert Smith and The Cure. They are live in concert from Syracuse, New York at their university. Yeah, they're doing something. Sounds like a TV show or something like that. It sounds like they're on a TV show. Out of Syracuse, New York, they're playing live there. The early days of The Cure. So, yes, Squeeze and The Cure. That's what we'll get when we take a break from our reading of Superman number 344, February of 1980. All right. I got to choose some music here. Just give me a CD. All right. That's what we'll do. All right. Comic book, radio, theater. It's me, Martin R. Howell, and my good friend, Lindsay Ladderbrook. We're reading you a comic book right now. Gonna get on with it. All right, this only happens here. CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We'll be right back.
This is CKUW.
Yes, Brutus One, it is I, your master, and I have found the key to our safety. The mortal Superman who guards the girl is powerful, yes, true. But I think he will die from one bite as surely as any lesser foe would. And if what that woman said is true, his blood will give me even greater power. I fear not the stake no more. Dracula shall become invincible. Yes, that Cassandra Kraft dies as well. Did you imagine I would have forgotten that, you poor monster? My brain is not such like yours. She has opened a gateway from the spirit world, where we were imprisoned, to this one, Earth. She shall not live to help send us back. It has been many years since we were banished from this fair globe. But we are still the Prince of Darkness and man's greatest nightmare!
I'll get the chiz. Simply remembering the faces. We must get away from here. Away from here.
And go where, Lopez? We don't know how they got here, so how do we know where they'll go next?
They'll go wherever I am, Superman. But not in the daylight hours. Anywhere is safe.
I can't know that, Cassandra.
At least she can. Indeed she can. Miss Kraft, she's the most gifted psychic our society knows. And that means she knows it all.
There are those who know far more than I, Mr. Greenland. But this I'm sure of.
Maybe. But there's no sense taking any more chances than we have to. Come on with me. I'll rig up some protection in my fortress of solitude.
No, Superman. I'm staying right here.
Well, you may if you choose so, ma'am. But we will not. Yeah, good day, woman. I have an appointment with an exorcist as soon as I find one.
Well, Lois, what about you? Staying or going? I'll watch the castle from a distance until sunrise.
I'd rather stay with Cassandra if she doesn't mind. I smell a story. And I can use a couple of the hours' worth of time to interview and get some background on you. Very well, Lois. It's possible your story will be an obituary. Not if Superman has anything to do with it, Cassandra. And in my experience, that takes care of all possibilities.
Superman flies away from Castle Kalen and flies back to City Center Metropolis. As he's doing so, he thinks to himself,
I sure wish I was as confident as Lois sounds. I don't have a single idea for stopping those monsters. And if Cassandra Kraft's right, I only have till sundown to find one out. Even those hours can't all be spent brainstorming, however, for at 4:15, Clark Kent is less than 2 hours into a seemingly terrible WGBS TV news budget meeting.
Enough on wasted footage! Just look at the helicopter repair bills!
But, Mr. Edge...
No, you look, Jimmy! Your precious crews wrecked 3 flying newsrooms in like 6 months! That's thousands of dollars of ad dollars up in smoke!
Hmm? Clark Kent thinks to himself while at the meeting table.
Huh? What's that?
I thought I just heard a scream.
Oh no.
Excuse me, Mr. Edge? My claustrophobia. It's getting to me. Could I leave now?
When our budget is under control, Clark Kent! And not 1 minute before that! Understood?
Understood, sir.
Clark Kent thinks to himself.
But maybe I can change your mind. I know. I'll inhale deeply with my super breath. That should thin out the air.
Out! Meeting adjourned! The air conditioning system! It must have gone wild!
Tish! What a shame!
Bye now!
All the breathless people in Metropolis. They are not at the WGBS TV broadcasting conference room. No. In fact, most are in the fresh air on the streets with their jaws hanging wide open and gazing at Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's monster! He's eating my cakes right out of the back of my van! I don't know whether to run or call a movie crew!
Do neither! Just watch closely!
Superman flies in, grabs Frankenstein from the tuft of his coat, and... carries him skywards.
Watch out or you'll miss another amazing sight.
Superman! Wow! Wow!
Wow! Superman throws the Frankenstein monster down.
There you go, Frankenstein. A nice big construction pit for you to play in. Even an overgrown child needs a playpen. A safe distance from anyone you might hurt.
Superman uses steel girders to wrap around Frankenstein.
Don't complain. It's just a steel girder to hold you in. No, huh? Definitely not, Superman. Or at least, that's what the monster seems to be saying with his every move. Whoops! He's smashing this crane against me. I should have grabbed the crane and not let it shatter against me. There's pieces. They're flying all over the place. I gotta make sure no one gets hit by them. Careful, young boy, careful. It's not a good idea to play catch with solid steel.
Hey, Mom! Look! Look! A Superman souvenir! Wow!
Superman grabs the loose material from the crane and gives it to the boy.
Now, let me just check in on Frankenstein to see if he's still safe in his pit.
Gee, thanks, Superman!
Oh no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no! Frankenstein's gone! And it's almost sundown! Dracula must be calling him back to the Castle Caelan, regaining control over him. That means I better get back at the castle first. Even if it leaves me no special time to make those preparations I planned for. Wait! Flying over that park! Wait, that will do! That will do!
Superman grabs a helium balloon from someone in the city park.
Thanks! That'll be perfect, pal!
Any time for you, Superman! Superman!
We will return with Superman number 344 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Is this the first one?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Control Freak is checking that out. And I say it's certified. I'm certifying it. Okay, are you doing this one?
No, you do this and then I do this part.
Okay, all right.
Mego introduces Elastic Superheroes!
Now your favorite superheroes are elastic. So you can bend them, twist them, stretch them any way you like. New Elastic Superheroes, they're fantastic!
Mego introduces Elastic Superheroes in Superman and Batman. Mego! Mego! Mego!
Okay. For movie fans, especially if they're really, huge fanatics, this will be interesting if they can remember this film. Okay.
Soon, the screen will be bombarded by the most explosive barrage of ever filmed. 1941! Universal Pictures and Columbia Pictures presents an A-Team production, a Steven Spielberg film, 1941, starring Dan Aykroyd, Ned Beatty, John Belushi, Lorraine Gray, Murray Hamilton, Christopher Lee. A Universal Pictures and Columbia Pictures presents a A-Team production of a Steven Spielberg film, 1941, coming this Christmas to a theater near you.
You're going to do another ad. Screw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're running out of time.
Well, no, where was, no. We now return to Superman number 344. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Oh no! Frankenstein's gone! And it's almost sundown. Dracula must have called him back to the Castle Kalin, regaining control over him. That means I better get back to the castle first. Even if it leaves me no time to make those special preparations I planned for.
Superman flies over a city park.
Wait, look! Maybe that will do!
Superman picks out a helium balloon from somebody who's enjoying the city park.
Perfect! Thanks, pal!
Any time for you, Superman! Man!
Later, when darkness has conquered light, and tonight it seems possible that reality will match the image.
What if it's not tonight, Superman? I mean, what if they're playing the waiting game?
Then I'll wait too, Lois, as long as it takes.
It will be tonight, Superman. It must. I've felt this before, and it was always passage and a great, unnatural evil.
Before? But when
Frankenstein is coming up behind Superman while Dracula is coming at Superman from the front.
Does it matter, Superman? Does it matter? Whatever the girl has felt before, she will never feel anything again.
Dracula, you!
Yes, you mortal! Ha, 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 ha! The creature has you now! Frankenstein has you in his grips!
He can't hold me, Dracula, and you know that!
He won't need to, Superman! Not after I drink deeply of your blood! And become invincible!
You are listening to a reading of Superman number 344, February
the year 1980.
Bye.